Noon. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Burns. They're streaming through the finish line of the Marine Corps Marathon in the shadow of the Iwo Jima Memorial this afternoon. Coming in first is Army Second Lieutenant Trevor LaFontaine. First female finishers, Jenny Mendez, in this, the 40th year of the marathon.
It's about dreams.
Marine Corps Marathon Coordinator Rick Nealis says as they run the 26.2 miles,
these people are dreaming about that finish medal and be able to call themselves for the rest of their lives marathon finishers.
And as they near the end, out of breath and exhausted, they need to give themselves one more big push.
One of the legends of Marine Corps Marathon is that we're the only marathon that makes people finish on a hill. So you really do earn that finisher's medal.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And roads are opening back up and run the first half of the course at this point. The Key Bridge and roads through Georgetown are back open, along with Rock Creek Parkway. Up next to reopen is Ohio Drive around Haynes Point. That should be happening right around now. Roads along the National Mall and Tidal Basin will still be closed for another 2 hours or so. The HOV lanes on the 14th Street Bridge are set to reopen at about 1:15. Oklahoma State University is in mourning.
This car just went in through the crowd, just burst into the crowd.
Four people were killed when a woman plowed her car into a crowd of people at the college's homecoming parade. 25-year-old Adesha Chambers is being charged with DUI.
A crash reconstruction team now trying to figure out exactly what happened and asking for anyone with video or information to come forward.
Correspondent Sarah Ganim says more charges are likely going to be coming when Chambers appears in court. What's left of Tropical Storm Patricia is still pounding the Gulf Coast region with unprecedented rain.
The National Weather Service now adding additional states along the Gulf Coast region that can expect heavy showers. We've known about the coastal flood warning for Texas and Louisiana. We're now picking up Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida coastal communities with the potential today to see 6+ inches of rain. I'm meteorologist John Trout.
It's a bit of a change in strategy for the Bernie Sanders campaign, now going on the attack against Hillary Clinton. At a dinner Saturday night, he highlighted Clinton's votes on the Defense of Marriage Act and to authorize the Iraq War.
I've known Hillary Clinton for 25 years. I have a lot of respect for her. She's a friend. We have differences of opinion, and I think the American people participating in the Democratic primary process, need to know the differences.
He was on CNN's State of the Union this morning, and Donald Trump says he's a bit perplexed by Ben Carson's recent surge in Iowa polls.
I like Ben, but he cannot do with trade like I do with trade. He can't do with a lot of things like I do, so we'll just have to see what happens.
He was on CNN's State of the Union as well. Trump has repeatedly said Carson was too low energy, but Carson on Fox News Sunday says not to expect anything different.
Well, he is who he is. I don't think that that's going to change. And I am who I am. That's not going to change either.
Rule number one for the wedding of April Miller and Karen Roberts was simple. Don't mention Kim Davis. Miller and Roberts tied the knot in Kentucky after leading the way in a legal fight against Davis. She's the county clerk who denied them a license, citing God's authority. Davis stopped issuing any marriage licenses in an effort to avoid giving them to same-sex couples. And D.C. is agreeing to pay city firefighters $45 million in back overtime. The settlement signed by city leaders and the firefighters union this weekend ends a lawsuit that had stretched over 14 years. Most of the settlement will be paid out by the end of the year. The city says the money's coming from surplus revenue. We'll get to the latest WMAL traffic and weather up next.
Brian Wilson.
Wilson is the respectable one of the pair here.
Larry O'Connor.
He's pushing the boundaries of what's appropriate for a man of his age.
This is where Washington comes to talk. Washington Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, how are you? Love you guys.
Morning, guys. Enjoying the show.
Thanks.
Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, 5 to 9 a.m.
I say this is a good idea.
Yeah. On 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
Good to know.
WMAL.
You know the story of Hansel and Gretel, where Hansel left breadcrumbs on the trail so they could find their way back home? That's what you do when you use public Wi-Fi or shop online. Or give out your social security number at your doctor's office or the bank. You leave breadcrumbs on the trail for someone to possibly steal your identity and take everything you own. At LifeLock, we use proprietary technology to detect signs that someone has picked up your breadcrumbs to take what's yours. And unlike free credit monitoring services that only alert you, we have a dedicated resolution staff to help clean things up if all those breadcrumbs get messy. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can keep doing the things you do every day and feel better protected. Isn't it time to help protect yourself from someone eating your financial lunch? Plans start at $9.99 a month. Right now, you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS.
5 minutes into your Sunday afternoon. We have a lot happening out on the roads. Keeping track of it all is Dave Michaels. He's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still dealing with the Marine Corps Marathon that's going on until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Also starting to see traffic congestion right around FedEx Stadium for this afternoon's game with the Washington Redskins and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So watch for delays as you're traveling through that portion of Landover, Maryland. You'll see those slowdowns starting to creep back onto Highway 50. And now the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks like most of the rain has moved out of the area. Skies stay mostly cloudy this afternoon into this evening. Highs in the mid-60s today. We get down to the mid-40s tonight. For tomorrow, low 60s under partly cloudy skies. Overcast on Tuesday, only getting into the upper 50s. Back to the 60s, but rain on Wednesday. Right now, 57 in Vienna, 58 in Fort Washington, 59 degrees right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Dr. Tom Rozelle live right now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, I'm live in studio. Call me 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on any subject that you've got rolling around in your brain relative to your health. Let's see if we can, you know, kind of look at it differently. You've been doing all kinds of silly things like medications and looking at surgeries and so forth. Well, here's an opportunity. More importantly, you wonder where things come from. You have to answer the question, why is that? Why do things take place in your body? You just weren't singled out. Finger wasn't waved at you and said it was your choice, your time, your you know, it's that moment that you have to portray those symptoms. No, there was a reason for it. And as we've said many times, there's only really three reasons why anything takes place. One is injury to your body. Second is all the garbage that you put in your system, or avoiding the things that you should be putting in, you know, and you don't get enough of. And the third is, guess what? Stress. You know, I think living in the Washington metropolitan area, many of you know a whole lot about that piece, right? Stress. Well, you know, I've told you many times, don't listen to the talking heads. Go easy. Put music on in your car. Relax a little bit. But we'll talk about that a different time. 888-630-9625. We have a very special program for you today. One that is going to and should, if it doesn't, grab your attention. One that is extremely controversial, and that's what we do on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. And one that will be your topic to listen to at the Rozelle Center for Healing this Wednesday, the 28th of the month, October. And here in studio, somebody who, you know, is going to dissect it for you, piece by piece by piece, Dr. Bryce Miller. And the topic is, as you have on the website, the vaccine lie. The vaccine lie. How did you come up with that?
Well, it's kind of a controversial topic, and the vaccine lie can kind of sprout some anger and some things from other opposition viewpoints. But there's a lot of things that are not being told to the public or kind of hidden away, stats that are online, things that are happening but just not made public knowledge, and it's kind of like they're trying to lie to you about ingredients, procedures, and all kinds of things. So a lot of things I want to inform you about so you can understand fully what's happening with vaccines, what can they can do to you, and that way you can make an informed decision about your own health.
See, and when we talk about lies, and just this is, you know, me putting my two bits in like I usually do with my opinion, is that anytime in the healthcare arena that you catch someone or something in a lie, you know, not just a legitimate, you know, heartfelt, I did this, but it was a wrong choice, but in fact, that there was a delusion that took place, it's because somebody's getting bankrolled or somebody has something to gain. So it's always, you know, what did they have to gain by it and who wrote the check? And this is one of those subject areas that we're really talking about. Who wrote the check, but more importantly, who's getting the, you know, ka-ching in the bank account because of it? And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. But we're talking about vaccines and actually the effectiveness of it. And this Wednesday evening, you're invited to the Rozelle Center for Healing to listen to Dr. Bryce Miller, who is, you know, been taking the time to really put this thing through. All you need to do is call us, by the way, 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. So, Dr. Bryce, here's the deal. You know, we could talk about, there's all kinds of vaccines. and they start from the time a child is born in the hospital, and we're inoculating continually all through life, all the way to the place where our, you know, our older citizens are being told that they have to be inoculated. I saw one on television the other day about pertussis, and that it was directly designed to grab the attention of, you know, the older generation, and that was saying, you know, you don't want to expose your grandchildren to whooping cough. And, you know, you need to go out and get these vaccinations and so forth and so on. And I'm just sitting there and I'm saying, you got to be kidding me, really? So let's start from this. Let's go from the place of why vaccines to begin with, you know, and I want you to just kind of, you know, talk about the subject of vaccines and what it really encompasses. And then I'm going to, you know, ask you some pointed questions that I think that our listeners want to hear about.
Sure. Well, the basic mechanism of how the vaccines are supposed to work makes sense, but the way it's executed, the things that are involved, are what tend to cause the problem. So typically when you're going to get sick, you are exposed to some kind of a toxin or a bacteria or a virus. Your body responds to that, makes antibodies, builds a memory of that so it can fight it off more effectively in the future. That makes sense. That's the way the body's supposed to work. A vaccine, the idea is to induce a toxin or a substance so that your body will encounter it and then make a defense. And so if you actually have a serious exposure in the future, if you don't get sick and possibly have serious side effects. Well, that makes sense in theory, but in actuality, there's lots of other factors that come into play. So one of the basic things we see a problem with is, how do you encounter toxins in the environment? Do you inject them into your arm, or do you breathe them in, put them in your mouth, taste them with your, you know, your food, coming in through your mucous membrane? So the mode of how your body is exposed changes how it reacts to a substance, and that's one of the major starting pieces that can be a problem. You combine that with all the toxins and things that are in the vaccine, such as mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, all these chemicals, that starts to shift. Well, hey, we're starting to cause more problems than we are in the first place. So trying to piece together what's really worth the risk, what's really effective, and that's where you start to get into some problems.
You know, you roll the clock back 2 years ago, and there's a very acclaimed scientist, and her name is Dr. Lucia I'm going to spell it because I can't pronounce it, Tomljenovic. Somebody can help me with that. But anyway, she was a postdoctoral fellow at the University of British Columbia, UBC, and the Department of Neurosciences and the Department of Medicine. And her initial take was that they were studying the effectiveness of statins, cholesterol-lowering medication, on mice and rats and other animals and so forth. And what they found was that as they tested these cholesterol-lowering medications in mice, that the mice were dying. You know, it was as they lowered the cholesterol, mice would die. They would drop dead. And, you know, so it went from there. And she said, you know, and I'm going to quote from something that she said. She said, quote, "When the results came, my boss told me to ignore the dead mice from the statistics because it wouldn't look good on the drug. I thought to myself, I didn't get a PhD to lie to earn money, so I quit my job," end quote. Another quote, she said, "I started questioning what else had been sold to in sciences that were dodgy data. My boss was receiving money from the drug companies, and obviously they would not have given more money to a lab that published unfavorable reports about their dogs," end quote. So from that, she went into studying the effects of inoculations and vaccines and the side effects and so forth. So what I'm alluding to is there's so much out there that is being hidden and set aside and covered up and being told because, you know, you have, for example, as we talked about last year on this program, that for years I've been saying don't take aspirin as part of a cardiac regime simply because of the fact it increases your risk of heart disease and strokes. And so subsequently what happened? Last August, the FDA came out and had to do 180, and they said, yeah, in fact, that's what's taking place, is that when you use baby aspirin, 81 milligrams for a long period of time, you actually increase your risk. Same thing as we're talking about now with vaccines, and this is important. The vaccine lie, you know, our topic, but the lie is about the cover-up and the unwillingness to show both sides of the subject. And I know this Wednesday evening, you know, the 28th of this month, as we invite our listenership to join you, that you're going to be talking about a balanced review. You're going to look at both sides of this because there are two sides.
Yeah, there's, you know, I want to make sure we present some clear data from both sides of the situation. But again, we're showing what the data says. And so, like you were saying with the whole money thing, the CDC spends $4 billion in 2015 alone on vaccines. So you think they want to lose money and not have that be put into the environment and people be taking these dosages? With the Affordable Care Act alone, the whole push we heard last year during flu season was what? All the healthcare workers have to take vaccines. Well, why is that? Why are you forcing something on somebody who is supposed to be the smartest and most educated on health in our country to take something they don't want to take? On average, the polls show 60% of doctors and nurses would refuse vaccinations if given the opportunity. So why are we forcing that on them? Well, if you look at the data, if a hospital has 90% compliance of its staff, it gets more money for its program next year. So then again, you're going back to that money piece about why these things are being pushed.
It's all money, honey, particularly, and you said last year. Here's the data on last year. The CDC came out and said stuff doesn't work. You know, last year's vaccine doesn't work. So if last year doesn't work, how are they saying that, well, every other year did it work? Well, the data simply is this. If you go through and you really dissect, if you're a scientist and dissect the actual data representation, they'll say that X number of people, 50 to 60% of the people who, it's not 100%, 50 to 60% of the people who get the vaccine, flu vaccine is what we're talking about now, in fact, develop an antibody reaction, which is the center of immune response, right? 50 to 60%. Okay, that's over half. But what they fail to tell you is simply this, is that only about 40% to 50% of those people actually develop enough antibodies to give them protection to the flu that's coming out, whatever, right? So what does that mean? That means that even in a good year when they can match the viron, and they can get it because they have to do it exactly, they have to know exactly what the flu is, and they never do because the flu mutates continually, ongoingly, that even given 50% or 60%, only 40 to 50% of those people actually develop an antibody reaction sufficient enough to protect them against the flu. That's 20 to 30%. I don't know about you, but I do know that there are other ways of protecting the body. So let's go from there. So here's the situation. A child today, by the time he's 6 to 7 months old, has received about 26 different inoculations. And subsequently, that has an effect. What's the impact? What do you see correlatively? What do the statistics show with these children now growing up? Is it making a difference? Is it helping them? Or, in fact, do we have other problems that are arising because of that?
Yeah, that's one of the things that we see happening is it's this high dosage of vaccinations at a young age that is probably causing a majority of the issues we see. Between the ages of 0 and 2, you get about 80% of your brain development happening there. So it's a very important time. And again, everybody knows that mercury, aluminum, these things are going to irritate the nervous tissue. That's proven science. That's fine. So if you inject a small child with lots of metals when their brain is trying to develop, and we know that these metals can irritate nervous tissue, of course there's going to be some long-lasting consequences, maybe not all the way to the severe form of being any retardation or severe disability, but sometimes it does happen because, again, everybody's different. There's all kinds of things that can throw different factors into that. Some basic stats. The World Health Organization, which is the leading organization of health worldwide, said children under 2 years old do not consistently develop immunity following vaccination. They admit that, but they still give 20 shots before the age of 2. Now, why do you explain that to me?
You know, when I was in China 3.5 years ago, there was a little girl that was brought into the clinic, and this was at the Beijing Medical Exchange Institute that we were studying. I was with a group of about 20-some doctors. And this young girl, she was 2 years old at the time. She was walking in failure to thrive. She was lifeless, basically in her mother's arms. She couldn't make eye contact. And the history initially, she was given 26 inoculations before 5 months of age. Well, there's metals in those inoculants. There's mercury, there's aluminum, there's other things. And it obviously affected her her capacity. And then she tried to walk and she fell and she hit her head and so forth. There's a real situation here. We're coming up to a break. And before we break, I want to ask you one question. Do inoculations affect the nervous system?
Definitely.
Okay, so when we come back, we're going to pick that up. And whether you're suffering from childhood problems or Alzheimer's or brain dementia or any of those things, we're going to discuss that and pick that apart. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live. We're in studio. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle, author of Ageless Health. Health is a do-it-yourself program. My book, now also available in audio version, is a step-by-step program of how to take control of your health and wellness without drugs or needless surgery. You have the capacity to change your health and level of well-being. Take control of your health today and order Health is a Do-It-Yourself Program.
For more information and to order, please visit agelesshealthbook.com. That's agelesshealthbook.com.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here. For some time now, I've been offering tips about how to deal with the IRS if you've fallen behind on your taxes, telling you to call Optima Tax Relief because they're the best trained, most trustworthy, blah, blah, and blah. But now the message is so familiar, you may not be listening. Oh, it's him again. Well, here's the important message. Call Optima Tax Relief. They can help you resolve your IRS issues. The government, you know, can garnish your wages. They can levy your bank account, even take your home or business. To be fair, the IRS also has a new program called the Fresh Start Initiative to help you with that debt. So we've given you clever slogans, don't mess with the IRS, they'd rather settle for less than bother you more. Now the clever thing for you to do is call Optima Tax Relief now for your free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755, 800-908-1755, 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Built for business. Comcast Business is offering 25 megabits per second internet from $69.95 a month. That means if you're still using slow DSL from the phone company, you have a decision to make. Do you switch to Comcast Business and get more speed for faster downloads, or stick with slow DSL and watch your business stutter from slow speeds? Do you get internet that stays fast when other people are online, or keep using slow DSL and have your employees struggle with lag time? The choice is yours. Switch to Comcast Business and get 25 megabits per second of fast, reliable internet from just $69.95 a month. Or stick with slow DSL and get slower speeds and more downtime at work. Make the smarter choice. Ditch slow DSL and switch today. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 12/31/15. Restrictions apply. 2-year contract and subscription to Comcast Business Voice and Business TV required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
At the Rozelle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend The Vaccine Lie with Dr. Bryce Miller on Wednesday, October 28th at 7:30 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rozellecare.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. We're listening to Dr. Bryce Miller, and we're dissecting the subject called vaccines and immunological responses and actually the vaccine lie. What we want you to know is that there's a whole lot of information out there that is on both sides of the totem pole. Obviously, vaccine lie is to grab your attention and get you to pay attention to the data that really exists and not just to the propaganda in the Fifth Avenue marketing that you see in commercials. You have the right to know and to do your own investigatory work. You know, once you have that information, then it's up to you to make a decision accordingly. And, you know, there's things that are being published all over the world, from Japan to Britain to other areas, Germany and so forth, that are very specific relative to what happens when you receive inoculation. We know that there are many components to these inoculants, from aluminum to mercury, fetal parts and so forth that they're grown on, and chicken, and highly sensitive and allergic reactions. and you need to know. And, you know, there's a lot of data out there. There's a lot of correlation between aluminum and Alzheimer's, and also other forms of dementia and Parkinson's and neurological tremors and the like. So, you know, the transportation in the brain is dependent on, you know, these certain types of macrophages that grab things and push things through and so forth. And what happens when you get these increased toxic substances, things change. So Dr. Bryce Miller's in studio with me. He'll be your host, your presenter this Wednesday evening at the Results Center for Healing. And he's going to be talking about this subject. And, you know, we really want you to pay attention to it. We'd love to have you as our guest. Join us this Wednesday evening. All you have to do is call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. And register for the class. There's absolutely no charge whatsoever. Please be our guest. We do require a reservation to know that you're coming so we can prepare for you. So, Dr. Miller, let's talk a little bit about the effect of all these inoculations on the nervous system and all the neurological pathways. I mean, a week ago, we finished up Ageless Health 2015. We talked about brain-body connection, and your subject was profound and very, very specific relative to this. So let's talk about how it really affects neurological responses. You know, I asked you the question, can it affect, and you said yes. Talk about it a little bit for me.
Sure. Lots of data showing correlations between neurologic damage and heavy metals. Most people understand that. There's the whole debate of metals causing Alzheimer's, metals causing autism, and all these types of things. But if you look at just basic physiology, biochemistry, the aluminum and metals in the body are charged positively, and your DNA is charged negatively, so these things bind, and they bind aggressively. And mice studies shown that when they were injected with aluminum, they had accumulations in the brain, and they lasted for about a year after the injections because of this affinity. So it gets in the brain, it sticks in the brain, and that's a problem. Same studies with mice showing that when a mouse was injected with similar levels for body size compared to a human baby, they had serious issues with permanent brain damage and personality behavioral changes. So there's animal studies all over the place that are showing metals causing neurologic issues. But mainstream media is not going to even get close to touching the fact that metal can cause the same issue in a human being.
You know, I want to go back a little bit to the flu vaccine because there was a report that came out this year, actually February, I think it was released February the 27th. I'm looking at my notes right now. And it was talking about the flu vaccine that was for last winter and so forth. And, you know, we talked a little bit about the ineffectiveness rate against the dominant flu strain, which they call H3N2. And, you know, they said that the report indicated that it was about 18% effectiveness. That's crazy because they said that's a drop from the original 23% protection that the flu shot is estimated. 23%. I mean, I gave it a little bit more than that a little while ago. And 23% effectiveness. So everybody's going out and we're looking at the correlation. So the question becomes, and this is the question for you, question becomes is this, if with we have that low of effectiveness rate and all the marketing says, well, you can't get the flu from the flu shot, poppycock, because it's an attenuated virus and they're putting it into your body. And if your immune system is low to begin with, you guess what you get? It's called the flu at some level or some version, and people get desperately sick. And we've seen them in our clinic time after time after time after time. I want you to hold that thought because I want to go through that and I want to go through in peace. Fred, how can I help you? Thank you for calling. I appreciate your patience with us.
Doctor, I love your show. And Terry Bradshaw's been on the TV frightening me about getting a shingles shot. And I was just wondering what your opinion was of getting the shingles shot.
Terry Bradshaw had to stick to football.
What
it comes down to is simply this, is that the shingles vaccine, you know, they'll go out and tell you that if you ever had chicken pox, you already have the virus in your body. So here's the thing. Think this through, Fred. If you've already got the virus, then it should stimulate your immune reaction. So if you get the shingles shot, which is the same vaccine, the same virus of the virus that you already have in your body, doesn't make any sense. We have to use our brains when it comes to this type of thing. So people who get the shingles shot often end up with the shingles because of it. Why does that happen? Simply for the same reason that if you have the original chickenpox vaccine, if your immune system is weak, if it's not working the way it's supposed to, then it's going to stimulate an autoimmune reaction. And guess what happens? The symptoms called shingles show up. And now you got a problem, whether you get the vaccine or whether you got it. So if you have the virus in you, then increase your immune system and then you're good to go. We'll be right back after some very important messages. Don't go away.
Neuromuscular dentistry is more than just teeth and gums. Temporomandibular joint disorder can be painful, and only a skilled neuromuscular dentist can diagnose and treat it. If you are in pain and suffering from TMD, call the neuromuscular dentistry experts at Soft Touch Dental Care. Learn more about TMD and how Dr. Michael Chung has successfully treated his patients. Call 703-319-6990 for a complimentary consultation or visit bestinsmile.com. That's 703-319-6990 or visit bestinsmile.com.
Do you need to sell your home for top dollar and in your time frame? Hi, it's Larry O'Connor, and I want to tell you about my friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team and Keller Williams. It's easy. You sit down with the Reynolds Team, you agree on a price and deadline to sell your home by, and if the deadline comes and goes and your home is still on the market, Sarah and Debbie buy your home for a price agreed upon by both of you. Ask Phil and Terry Picciano what Debbie and Sarah can do. They were preparing to move across country and did their research on the numbers for the agents being advertised on WMAL, and the results directed them to Sarah and Debbie. They were on the market 1 week with multiple offers, and Debbie and Sarah sold their home for more than the asking price. Don't put your home in the hands of any agent. Call the only ones I would call to sell my home. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
So, I'm retiring today.
Freedom!
I hate goodbyes, so I've hired singers to follow me around and bid my coworkers farewell.
It's John's last day.
Okay, let's get started. Here's Tom.
Your pranks were amazing, despite what HR says.
Next, Susan.
Your homemade cookies blew his mind and diet.
Finally, Dave.
You never judged him for his popcorn burning.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss you guys.
Ready to give your swan song at work? The Mutual Fund Store can help. We'll sit down with you one-on-one to talk about your goals. Then we'll put a plan in place to help get you on track. Finally, we'll keep a close eye on your account to make sure you stay on track. Discover how within reach your retirement could be for you with a free portfolio review and consultation.
Hi, I'm Pat Volk with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com. And let's talk about your financial goals today.
Do you suffer from the debilitating symptoms of chronic pain, swelling, and loss of joint motion due to arthritis? Are you taking drugs like Celebrex and Vioxx or other super aspirin prescriptions? If you are, you're increasing the risk of heart attack and stroke by up to 50%. This is Dr. Tom Rozell, host of Dr. Tom Rozell Live Sundays at 12 noon. Why live with pain or the dangerous side effects of drugs when the doctors at the Rozell Center for Healing, practicing 21st century integrative medicine, can help you experience relief like never before? Simple, safe, chiropractic, acupuncture, and nutritional care can provide significant relief from arthritic pain in less than 6 weeks. More than 70% of our patients experience a return to life far beyond their expectations. Give yourself the best gift possible, freedom from arthritic pain, naturally. Call today to schedule an appointment. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellcare.com.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live as you do every Sunday at the same old place and the same old time, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to hear from you on any subject. We're talking about vaccines. My guest, your host, this Wednesday evening, the 28th of October, Dr. Bryce Miller. He's going to be talking about the vaccine lie and the things that you really need to know, if you will, to make an informed decision and to talk to your doc about it. You know, there's more and more primary care doctors out there that are getting it. They understand that, you know, there's a problem here. And, you know, if you have a doc that won't talk to you and he's, you know, kind of drank the Kool-Aid, you need to find one who actually will listen and give you both sides of, you know, the data, because at the end of the day, it's up to you. You know, you're the one that's got to make the decision. But, you know, we've been talking about the flu shot, but there's so many other things that we have to talk about. We just had a caller that talked about the shingles and so forth. But give me a call. And if you'd like to register for this Wednesday evening's presentation, it's real simple. All you need to do is call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. And tell my staff that you want to be there, because there's no cost. But we do need a reservation, and love to have you there, and love to teach you as much as we possibly can. Dr. Bryce, let's get into this, you know, this effective neurological stuff. You know, we're talking at the break that there's so much delusion. You brought up the idea that, you know, if we went to single shots, one at a time, instead of these massive 3 and 4 and 5 at a time and so forth, and different entities that are in there, that there wouldn't be a need for the preservatives, the stabilizers, which are called thimerosal, which is mercury, aluminum, so forth, and all the other patterns. Talk to me about that a little bit.
Yeah, so when I was doing some research on this, I discovered, you know, most commonly people associate shots with mercury. That's the one thing you think of right off the bat. Well, it turns out that the mercury is only needed when you're having a multi-dose vaccination, like MMR, measles, mumps, rubella. If they were to do these single dosages, they would not have the need for the mercury. So there's a way that these companies could be pulling out these chemicals and doing it differently to help the population out, but they're just not doing it because obviously there's a bottom dollar involved, I'm sure. The more dosages, the more vaccinations in a shot, the more they can charge for that shot.
Really? So, really? You mean there's an economic motivation there?
There might be one.
I would have never thought about that. No, not at all. Not even a little bit. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, you're right on. And then the other piece of that, too, is the aluminum. A long time ago when this aluminum was being approved for the vaccinations, they didn't even worry about safety. It was about 90 years ago they were looking at this, and they said it was effective, so it must be safe as well. There's no studies going after animal models to see if aluminum was safe for many, 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 many years, and it's still in there for some reason, even though there's now studies that prove that. So it's just a lot of corruption with these things going on.
Well, here's the other side of the story. A few years back, the United States government said we could no longer produce, or had, what they actually said is that thimerosal, which is mercury, had to have a zero amount of thimerosal, couldn't be produced in this country anymore. And so that was passed. Everybody applauded it and so forth. And two things I didn't tell you. In today's biochemical engineering, zero is no longer zero. There's trace amounts of all kinds of things in there. But also, more importantly, that it didn't say anything about substances that were manufactured overseas that are imported on a regular basis here. Okay, so you get back to the single inoculum, and people have to make that decision whether they're going to be exposed to it or not going to be exposed to it and so forth. But I want to talk about that, and I want to talk about, you know, your presentation this Wednesday evening, the 28th. Are you going to talk about vaccines and the things that people really need to know about? And you're going to present both sides of the issue, and you're also going to show people and tell people what they can do to protect themselves and, you know, really dramatically increase their strength, their immunological reaction, but also if they decide to get an inoculum, whether it's a shingles vaccine, whether it's a pneumonia vaccine, whether it's a flu vaccine, whether it's children getting their primary vaccines, what they need to observe, number one. Number two, what they can do to help protect themselves. But meantime, let's go to the phones. Diane, thank you for calling. How can we help you?
Yeah, hi, doctors. I'm calling from my mother. She's an 80-year-old woman, and this is a brain question, I think. About 8 to 10 years ago, she developed acquired nystagmus, downbeat nystagmus, and vertigo. And a neuro-ophthalmologist said with this type of nystagmus, that kind of points to a brain problem where the brain is not making the connections properly. And so it just got us thinking, is she missing something nutritionally where, you know, like maybe omega-3s or B vitamins that might help?
Yes, maybe and possibly. Okay, so having said that, listen, let me talk to you about what we see with anybody, not even an older person. Older person is the timeline of things, of exposures and slings and arrows and things that have taken place. So the first thing you rule out at that time within a 10-year period of time specifically, and then sometimes we go even further back than that. Was there any kind of trauma to the, you know, to the body? Was there any kind of, you know, blunt force to the neck, to the head?
She remembers a back of the head injury when she was about 10 years old.
Okay, so that could have been an initiating pattern that just lay there. Why? The skull is composed of 22 bones that have joints like saw teeth. And they actually expand and contract millimetrically as you breathe in and you breathe out. That helps pump the cerebral spinal fluid. Now, as we get older, particularly if we're dehydrated, we don't drink enough water, that spinal fluid pressure begins to shift. So that's one piece. It can be a problem at a very, very low level, undetectable with blood testing, traditional blood testing, that there may be a microorganism of a bacteria or a virus of some sort that lives in the inner ear problem. It can be a vestibular area problem. That's the lower portion of the brainstem where the vertebrae are moved out of position and they're causing a tugging action on the nerves or on the dura. The dura is the covering of the spinal cord and the brain, causing this aberrant pattern. Vertiginous problems can come about compounded because of the fight-flight system, the adrenal system. There's two little ductless glands that sit on top of the kidney, and they put out hormones that maintain equilibrium and balance, particularly in postural movements, moving from, you know, laying down to sitting up or sitting up to standing up and the sort. And as we get older, particularly in Chinese medicine says that our qi, our life force, kind of dwindles as we get older, and that comes from kidney function, and the adrenal glands sit on top of the kidneys, so they are they're related to that energetic system. So there's a lot of different things. Could it be other things? It can be not enough omega-3s and 9s and DHA. Those are things. But a broad-based examination from somebody who does functional patterns like we do, or, you know, in the docs in the Results Center for Healing, that you can rule out a lot of those things and figure out which, you know, which came first, the chicken or the egg. But you have to look at injury. You look at dental work because it can shift the TMJ. If there's dentures, if there's missing teeth, if there's things of that nature, if there's any trauma, if there's any changes in vision, there's so many different pieces, but you have to address not the symptom, but all those other things that are leading up to the presentation of the symptoms.
Okay.
I know I'm all over the place, Diane, but unfortunately, that's a situation that is all over the place because think about it. Medicine treats the symptoms. They're going to give you something to try to quiet that down where a good evaluation would be helpful. If you want to contact me, to go to drtomroselle.com, drtomroselle, and I'll give you some other guidance. Happy to do that for you.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Diane, pleasure. Ruth, how can we help you?
Hi, I hope I asked this correctly. Are you saying that you are against all vaccines at this time, including the polio, whether it be for children or adults? Are there any that are acceptable to take at all?
Depends on the individual person, Diane, or Ruth, I'm sorry, and what's in the vaccine itself. So you have to look at, we talked about, if you have singular vaccines, then you have an issue. You have to look to see where they made, what the components are. If the patients, what I tell my patients is this: look, here's my opinion, here's reference material. And I give people lots of references. And I said, look, go do this. I said, if it was me, I would be working on my own immunity first. I would be bringing up everything I can. I would be taking certain nutrients. I'd be making sure my neurological system is balanced and getting good structural care. I'd be working on acupuncture, energetics, and so forth. For me, Ruth, I have not had an inoculation since I was 18 years old, and I had a flu shot when I was in college, and I got sick from it, and that's the last anything that's been in my body. You know, at my age, am I going to get anything for me? No, never. I'm not going to handle it because I know there's other ways of doing it.
But I'd like to know about children. Should they be getting polio vaccine?
My opinion, again, I would rule against it. I don't think that there's enough evidence out there that says that it's going to be of any benefit. We were talking about the polio vaccine earlier. Dr. Bryce wants to jump in.
Yeah. Again, it depends on the person, depends on the risk factors, depends on what time in life you're getting it. So the earlier you are in life, the more susceptible you are to these issues. But one thing that I was just talking to Dr. Rosell about polio, you know, everybody's heard of the Bill Gates, you know, trying to get the polio going, vaccines going through India. Well, a study done by the Indian Journal of Medical Ethics showed that the polio vaccination program launched by Bill Gates in India caused an additional 47 and a half thousand cases of paralysis in the children under this program. So the issue with polio is preventing paralysis, but now we have almost a 50,000 increase incidence in children in this situation. So these vaccinations are showing correlation of causing the issue they're trying to prevent when the population, the body, is not ready to handle the substance. So if you support the system and then maybe do the vaccination if you're in a place where you really need it and it's kind of virulent and happening more frequently, okay, maybe. But there's things you can do in correlation with or before you go for a shot.
Ruth, let me add to that. I'm of the generation that stood in line and got the sugar cubes and the shots for the Salk and Sabin vaccines, and they came out and said, "Oh wow, take a look at all this. You know, the incidence level is going down." Two things happened that they didn't report. The first one is as many people who got the vaccines compared to those who didn't came down with polio, same incidence level. Also, what they didn't report is that when the vaccines came out in the 50s, the incidence of polio was already dropping towards the end of the 40s after World War II. So, you know, you can take data and twist it and manipulate it to your own benefit. If, you know, my grandchildren, would I encourage my children to inoculate them? For my family, the answer is no, absolutely not. Knowing what I know about these things, knowing what I know about immunological responses, there's other ways of supporting. I mean, obviously, a different time frame when my children, you know, they talk about, we'll get the vaccine against this, get the vaccine against this. Our children, you know, were treated neurologically. They had great nutrition. They took supplementation. They exercised properly and so forth. And so what we did with them is that if there's a kid in the neighborhood who had whatever it was, we sent them out to play with them. Why? Because the exposure, particularly in somebody who is strong and has a good immune system that is not artificially triggered, has, in most cases, a permanent immunological response for the rest of their life. So here's where the deal is. And it's like I told a caller a little while ago on the shingles shot. You know, if you have the bug in your body to begin with, why are you reintroducing the bug again? It's the same virus. That's what they tell you on television. It's already there. So if it's already there, why are you doing it again? Just bring up your immune system so you can protect yourself from what's already there. I don't get it. I mean, that's the way my brain works.
One thing that we're going to discuss this Wednesday, which is related to what you're talking about, is a lot of different charts are used, just a small portion of these graphs about how incidence has decreased, but they haven't looked at overall mortality, which is people getting really severely sick and having problems. So we're going to discuss whooping cough, diphtheria, measles, scarlet fever, typhoid, and polio. All of these incidences of mortality were dropping, so people were getting less sick more frequently before vaccines were ever even introduced, and they correlated this with decreased malnutrition, sanitation, less crowding. And so if you're in a country where these things are not part of your life, where you can't get the best nutrition or you're overcrowded or there's no health care, maybe you think about stuff. But in America, you can think of most people can get good food, they can get some vitamins, they can take care of themselves in ways that can boost themselves up and not have a problem in the first place.
There's so many other different ways of approaching immunological support. The problem is that we're dealing with, particularly in, you know, this country and people who are unaware, is that this sort of medical intervention is huge dollars. You know, we talked a little while ago about, you know, the aspirin intervention some years ago. Bayer, one company, from using low dosage aspirin, 81 milligram aspirin, their gross income from that one product was $1.27 billion a year. Do you think that they don't have a vested interest? I mean, you have to look at who's doing the studies, who paid for the studies, what was the outcome, what did they need, what did they gain for it? Ruth, join us. Love to see you at our presentation this Wednesday evening. We're going to try to get very specific, but also Dr. Bryce is going to get into what you can do to protect yourself. Dr. Bryce, let's talk a little bit more about the neurological ramifications of any of these inoculants and the predispositions, if you will, that is in the literature, things that we know that are causing, you know, even body pain and fibro pain and so forth. There's a lot of indications that there's a parallel.
Yeah, so the problem, again, is how your body can handle what you're putting into it. So people that are predisposed to having issues with a shot or things like that, or are predisposed to getting sicker from these things exposed to the environment, can show signs and symptoms. So systemic body pain is a sign of inflammation and problems. Problems with your sleeping patterns, personality changes, issues with concentrations, cognitive fog issues, poor dietary patterns, irregular bowel function. I mean, most of your immune system is in your intestinal tract. So if you're eating a bunch of junk, and your guts don't work, you're either constipated or going to the bathroom too frequently, you're going to have problems with your immune system, which is going to make you more susceptible to getting sick. So you have to go after what is putting you at a predisposition to getting a problem so you can fix the cause versus trying to just inject yourself with a virus or a compound to help fix that. And the thing is, your body responds differently. Like I said, how do you get the shot? Is it through your arm? Is it through your mouth? These things will all be discussed on Wednesday.
This is a fascinating and very, very controversial subject. We invite you, join us this Wednesday evening. Call our office, 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. We'll answer your questions. We'll show you where the data comes from. We'll give you websites to research and to be able to draw your own conclusions. We're coming up to a break. Don't go away.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend The Vaccine Lie with Dr. Bryce Miller on Wednesday, October 28th at 7:30 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com.
Hey, want to know the secret that all those flipping houses gurus won't tell you? That flipping multi-unit properties is easier and more profitable than flipping single-family homes. We at RE Mentor will show you the art of buying and selling multi-unit properties. Come spend the afternoon or evening with our team of experts, and we will show you how to put $10,000 to $30,000 in your pocket over the next 90 days. This two-hour class will teach you the art of the multi-unit flip. You'll learn how to buy, hold, and sell multi-unit properties with no money down, no risk, and no credit. You risk nothing but have everything to gain. This intensive two-hour real estate class is coming to the DMV area soon. Call 1-800-380-5331 to secure your seat now. This seminar is free for the first 30 people that call. Change your life now and learn the art of the multi-unit flip or long-term hold. Call 1-800-380-5331. Call now.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here. For some time now, I've been offering tips about how to deal with the IRS if you've fallen behind on your taxes, telling you to call Optima Tax Relief because they're the best trained, most trustworthy, blah, blah, and blah. But now the message is so familiar, you may not be listening. Oh, it's him again. Well, here's the important message. Call Optima Tax Relief. They can help you resolve your IRS issues. The government, you know, can garnish your wages. They can levy your bank account, even take your home or business. To be fair, the IRS also has a new program called the Fresh Start Initiative to help you with that debt. So we've given you clever slogans, don't mess with the IRS, they'd rather settle for less than bother you more. Now the clever thing for you to do is call Optima Tax Relief now for your free consultation.
Call 800-970-3199, 800-970-3199, 800-970-3199.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
At TIAA Cref, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Roselle here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Roselle live, as you do every Sunday, same place, 12 noon Eastern Time. Same old place, and Eastern Time is because there's so many of you that listen to us from everywhere. And, you know, we always invite you, anything time that we can help you, if you can't get us here on the show, send me a note, drtomroselle.com. That's drtomroselle.com. And I'm happy to do whatever I can to send you the data, the information, point you in the right direction. If we know people around your area, regardless of where it is in the country, happy to refer you out. We have a network of great people from chiropractors and acupuncturists to medical physicians that do functional medicine, and they have the same heartbeat and same theme. They get it. They understand it. My guest in studio today, Dr. Bryce Miller, your host, your presenter this Wednesday evening at the Roselle Center for Healing. We'd love to have you as our guest. All you have to do to make that happen is call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. Tell my staff that you'd like to be present. Just a reservation. Nothing more is necessary. Talking about vaccinations and all the things that can happen or potentially happen or might happen and all of those things. So if you'd like to learn, join us. If you have a question, call us, and we're going to wrap this up in a minute. However, Dennis, how can we help you?
Hi, Dr. Rizzo. I just wanted to praise you for the seminar last weekend, Ageless Health 2015. It was great.
Thank you.
Really helped me refocus. Actually, I've been a patient of yours back in 2012, and I've got to kind of reboot the computer here. I was wondering if you could speak to the issue of what the first consultation, what you kind of try to accomplish in that with a patient or a returning patient who's trying to get his act together.
Okay, thanks. By the way, next year, 2016, is already on the calendar. It's October the 15th, so pencil that in. All right, let me see what I can do for you on this one. We try to be as clean as we possibly can relative to the why is it. So a patient comes in like any other office and there's some information. We try to get that out to you so you can fill it before you come in. And then when you come into the office, the first thing that we do is we take you back and you get an energetic graph. We put a probe in your hand and we take this other blunt probe and we touch 24 different primary entry points of the energetic system for the acupuncture field. Then we do the ability to check your postural patterns. We want to see if you're tilting, if you will, if you're outside of a gravitational level where your body should be. Then we take blood pressures and postural patterns. We take it sitting, lying, and standing. That gives us different keys. You know, you walk into a doctor's office, your blood pressure is whatever it is. You can never make a diagnosis of high blood pressure on one visit. But what is important is the shifting of the blood pressure and then pulse and so forth. And then our doctors take a history and they try to dig based on what the problems are. If you're there just for, you know, good health support, which we have a lot of patients, by the way, that just come to see us to maintain their health. What we do is we try to find out as much history as we can about you. There's things you've already filled out. They're going to give you more things to take home. We're going to look at your dietary pattern. And then we're going to check neurological patterns, muscular patterns, biochemical patterns. And we're going to see where that brings us. If necessary, and not everybody, if necessary, we send out for other laboratory testing. We bring it back. We sit down. We go over everything. We kind of fill in the gaps for you and then try to educate you as we go through and then come out with a goal, something that you want to accomplish that we tell you that we can accomplish. And then working together as a team, you and the doctor, we end up producing that result. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Would you sum it up? Let me try to sum it up. So plan, prepare, and then act.
Correct. Exactly.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Dennis, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. This Wednesday evening, you're going to be surprised, and you're going to get a lot of data that you can't get anyplace else. Dr. Miller, wrap it up for us.
Okay. So pretty much this Wednesday, we're going to be going over some basics about the immune system, how it works, so you have an understanding about what's supposed to be going on, going through the components of vaccinations, going through different types of vaccinations, breaking down some data on how effective they are, what some side effects are, looking at the money patterns and some issues of, you know, where the interests are in this whole game. And then going through the most important piece is what you can do for yourself and those that you care about, kind of breaking down some ways to boost your body back up, get the immune system functioning appropriately, or whatever other pieces could be involved to help make sure you're able to resist anything you might encounter. And sometimes, hey, you know what? You get a little sick. You don't have any serious long-term side effects. And you know what? You build a lifelong immunity to that substance. So that's part about you know, being alive.
You know, our job is to educate you, is to give you as much data as we possibly can so you can make a decision about what's right for you and your family. You can ask me what's my opinion, and I'll tell you what I will do for myself, my wife, my children, my grandchildren, and try to influence them. But it's really up to you. But you deserve to have the data. This is your opportunity this Wednesday evening, 7:30 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing. Join us, and I promise you, you're going to get a lot of information. We're coming up to the end of the program, way too short. This is Dr. Tom Rizzo. Love you all.
Washington, D.C., WMAL.
Mark Levin.
More informed than anybody else, on the right or the left or in between.
Mark Levin.
6 to 9 p.m.
That's the bottom line.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Did you know that breast cancer is on the rise and that routine annual mammograms can increase radiation exposure to breast tissue 1,000 times over a chest X-ray? The result could increase the risk of developing breast cancer. Now, consider a simple, non-invasive, and totally safe adjunct medical procedure approved by the FDA, which can detect evidence of breast cancer 5 to 8 years before it can be visualized on a mammogram. Infrared thermographic imaging can accurately detect initial signs of breast cancer, such as increased blood supply and metabolic rate, which is recorded as heat. Why expose yourself to radiation when accurate and safe medical detection is available? Call Thermography Centers at 888-485-7736. That's 888-485-7736. And for more information, visit thermographycenters.com.
The Rozelle Center for Healing is a proud supporter of breast cancer awareness and reminds you to conduct a monthly breast self-examination and include a thermographic breast scan as part of your annual wellness checkup.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. Accumulate.